I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we are discussing a very important topic. If you had to eat the same meal every day, what would it be? But before we get into that, I'd like to tell you about the Learn English with Ben fan club page. This is a place where you can access bonus content in addition to these podcasts, including transcripts, comprehension quizzes, and tutorial videos. So for instance, there is a tutorial video available right now on the fan club page, which accompanies this episode of Parler Anglais, where I talk about the present perfect simple and the present perfect continuous. You'll also find a transcript of today's episode there too. So if you're interested in getting access to those things, then you can join by visiting patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Okay, let's have a look at this topic. But before we do that, we'll look at the keywords. So here are some words that I'll be using in today's episode, which you might not be sure about. So let's take a look at them and we'll come back to them at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. The first word is sour. S-O-U-R. Sour. Next, a noun. It's two words. Stir fry. What is a stir fry? Next, another noun, crunch, crunch. And next we have a verb, pack, P-A-C-K, pack. Next, an adjective, steamed, steamed. And finally, a phrase, ticks all the boxes. What does it mean if something ticks all the boxes? Okay, those are the keywords. We'll come back to them all at the end. Okay, so if you had to eat the same meal every day, what would it be? On Monday's episode of my other podcast, Learn English with News, Apprendre l'anglais avec la tu, I told you about a man in the US who eats Big Macs every single day. And he's been doing it for over 50 years. In fact, he's eaten over 34,000 burgers, earning himself the world record for highest number of Big Macs eaten by one person in their lifetime. I have to say that I personally couldn't eat the same thing every day, especially not a horrible burger. But it did get me thinking, what would I choose if I had to eat one meal every day for the rest of my life? Well, let's divide this important decision into sections. Taste, health, and variation. So this meal has to taste good. It would be great if I could have something which entertains my taste buds in different ways. Sweet, sour, salty, spicy. My first idea is something Asian, possibly a curry or a stir fry. The great thing about stir fries is that you can add so many different vegetables, protein options like meat, fish, or tofu, delicious spices like soy, hoisin, and gochujang, and flavoursome herbs and spices. I also love how stir-fried vegetables retain their crunch and also their nutrients. So let's move on to my next criteria, health. For the gentleman who eats Big Mac burgers every day, he clearly loves the taste of it. But let's be clear, it's not particularly healthy. And that's health professionals saying that, not me. Maybe you love pizza, which is okay every now and then, but every day? According to eatingwell.com, salmon is one of the healthiest things you can eat. It is recommended that we eat 2 to 3 portions of fish every week, and with its brain-boosting nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids and high protein content, salmon is a great option. Another thing I like about fish is that it's fairly light compared to meat, like steak and lamb. I hate the feeling of being full, so should I choose a salmon dish? Finally, variation. It's important from a health point of view to pack your plates with plant-based foods like vegetables, lentils, nuts, and beans to make it as nutritious as possible. But I need my meal to be varied for my own enjoyment. So my daily meal has to include a bit of everything, rather than just a big pizza or burger. So here is the perfect meal if I had to eat the same thing every day. A fillet of salmon with a soy, garlic, honey and ginger sauce with steamed broccoli and brown rice. This meal ticks all of my boxes. It's healthy, nutritional, varied, and delicious with a wide range of flavours. What meal would you choose? Okay, so that's the meal that I would choose. But did you hear the vocabulary? Did you hear the words I gave you at the start? Well, the first word, sour. So I was telling you that my perfect meal needs to have something which entertains my taste buds in different ways. Sweet, sour, salty, spicy. So sour is basically the opposite of sweet. It's with an acid taste. So something we think of when we think sour, lemon is sour. Okay, next, stir fry. So my idea is definitely something Asian, possibly a curry or a stir fry. So a stir fry is a dish cooked by frying vegetables, meat, maybe fish, over a high heat and stirring, mixing it regularly. Okay, next, crunch. I said I also love how stir-fried vegetables retain their crunch and also their nutrients. So the crunch, that's the loud sound of something being crushed by teeth, perhaps. So for example, a carrot is quite crunchy. That's the adjective. It has a big crunch. Okay, next, pack. It's important from a health point of view to pack your plate with plant-based foods. So to pack means to fill something very full. Next, steamed. So I was telling you about my perfect meal, which includes steamed broccoli. So steamed means cooked using the steam of boiling water. And finally, ticks all the boxes. So the meal I described ticks all of my boxes. This means that it fulfills all of the requirements. Okay, hopefully those keywords are clear. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and it's given you something to think about. Think to yourself, what meal would you choose if you had to eat the same meal every single day? Surely not a Big Mac. I think my dinner sounds a bit better. Thanks for listening. Have a great day and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.